All righty, we're rolling.
I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is
We Said What We Said.
Only on Spotify. Ricky, what's good in the hood?
Hey.
What's tea?
Girl, what is tea?
Mighty loud this morning, per usual.
I'm always loud, girl. What's the tea? Nothing much, honey. Busy.
We love busy. Busy is good.
New week. I feel good. You know, I really love the whole booked and busy lifestyle. I do. But girl, let me tell you right now. I was the other day, girl, I miss the pandemic low-key.
Why? I liked it because I was booked and busy, but I was booked and busy from inside out.
Right.
My own home.
Right. I don't ever want that shit to happen ever again, but I really do miss waking up and just watching TV all day.
You do that now.
I do it now, but now it's like, bitch, get up. You have work to do. You know, before, girl, I was like, well.
That's what it's getting older. Getting older, I'm so sorry. It's so rough.
Girl.
I really do wish, like, I miss times when I was just young.
Right. It was everything.
Even like when we first moved here, like I didn't have as many bills as I did. Like, not that many responsibilities. All we just did, we just posted for fun, you know, we'd get our coin and just lived our life.
No.
And I was like, no, bitch, we were thinking. I mean, I always thought for the future, but now I was like, no, girl,
you in it, girl. It's like, damn, taxes. Like, if I don't get it at work, who else gonna do it for me? Before, bitch, I had my mama.
You always had your mother.
I got you. Like, now, girl, I'm on my own world.
We're really adulting.
Adulting is so ghetto too, girl. Let me tell you that. It's honestly awful, girl.
I know. There's some stuff. I'm like, damn, again?
Right. Again? I'm like, damn, again? I just paid this bill.
Another one?
Get some to them taxes, girl. I feel like I just paid my taxes like literally a couple of months ago. Now I'm over here starting my new taxes. And then it feels like also, girl, I have to save so much money now. Like, actually now, girl.
You actually have to save.
Things are getting so much more expensive. But, you know, I have expensive taste. And I hate that about myself, girl.
No, I have expensive taste, but you don't know when to stop.
I don't, girl.
You just...
I want everything designer. Down to the panties, girl.
Oh, my God. When did you ever get like this?
It's because of you.
Stop blaming me.
It is because of you. I never get you. I was over here. I remember, like, when I first started making my coin, you said, you have a lot of money, but can you buy yourself nice things?
You know what?
Yes, you said, girl. I said, oh my God.
I just said, sometimes you need to dress for the occasion. I personally believe that, you know, once you start getting your coin up, there's just one thing of everything that you need. Like, this may sound crazy, but people are like, okay, I'll never spend $1,000 on a pair of boots. But I'm just like, you can spend that $1,000 for that pair of one black boots, but like, a lot of people, it's an investment.
It is.
Dressing nice is an investment, not necessarily saying you need to wear designer. But obviously, when you do step into the rooms, you step into, you see people with this and this on, you want to know about it. You probably want that on and you want to be a part. So,
period.
You know, you have to dress the part. You know what I'm saying?
Period. Like, and literally, people do notice. They actually do. Oh my God. Celine? I'm like, yeah.
Ricky loves when he gets recognized.
I love it.
Pieces.
I'm like, archive. Thank you.
You're so annoying.
I love that.
She's such a monster.
Girl, I mean, that's why I started dressing me nice, though, because you're right.
No, but Ricky is crazy, though. Like, we would definitely go. I went to Paris, and he's just shopping. Like, girl, can you slow down? He's like, what? It's my money. I'm like, girl, just because you have it, don't mean you got to spend it.
I know. I'm not spending my money, like, on cars or houses. I'm just spending money on clothes and food, honestly. The thing is, my clothes really be, like,
a lot of
four
money.
Or 5 months of rent, girl. That's actually insane.
It is.
Like, what? How much I spend?
And that's what I always tell you. Ricky always say, I'm not paying this much for a place. I'm like, Ricky, you spend this much on clothes. You said, yeah, you're right. But, bitch,
it's
what?
It's different, though.
It's not different.
I don't know.
Your living situation should be better.
I know.
Than your clothes.
I know.
If you're spending X amount of money on clothes, half of that could go towards a new, bigger place that you want. You have a lot of clothes. You need places to store them.
I do.
You don't want to buy right now. Mm-hmm. You want to take your time. For what you pay right now for your one place, you can definitely find a cute little two-bedroom townhouse situation.
I need to do that.
Yes. But you be like, no. But it spends X amount of dollars on clothes.
It's, I know. Honestly, I'm just comfortable, girl. You know, I hate fucking moving, girl.
I hate moving too.
Oh, it is one of the worst tactics ever, girl. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have
God.
To move soon, but...
Yeah, I got to get up out of there. I am. You're so right, though. I need to. I'm just so... Girl, I'm fine. But I need to stop being fine, girl. Because that closet is getting too packed, girl. I need more space badly. But hey, we'll get there.
Well, on today's agenda...
Yes.
We are going to... Since we always talk about, like, going out and, like, overseas in, like, different places, and we also go... out in LA too, we never really talk about like the differences or like the same things at these places, what they have to offer, the people, the environment, the treatment we get.
So if you guys want to party, me and Denzel, we got your back. So we're going to be telling you guys about all of our favorite places all around the world. Not just L.A., but all around the world.
The ins and the outs, the people, the culture, what to expect, what to not expect. Mm-hmm. So let's compare and contrast, shall we?
Literally. Because you know me and Denzel, so I feel like we're honestly the experts at partying at this point now.
We are. That's why I told you we should open up a club.
We should.
We have the name, but we can't say it. We're taking it.
Yeah, we'll say it.
Yeah.
I'll let them say it. We should
open a club, but a lot of money goes into opening a club. Because when I was thinking about, I'm always, when I be, you know, it was starting in quarantine, I'd be thinking about a lot of like business ventures.
Yes.
Like Jackie, my club. Christy, yes. Not Jackie Christie. We talked about liquor. Mm-hmm. We talked about our club. Then me wanted to open my restaurant / lounge bar. You know, if just
Denzel.
Denzel. No, but it's just a lot goes into having a club.
That's what I'm saying, girl. Especially to I need a club. Me a sponsor. Nah, I'm not lucky. Fucking doing it.
I know. Obviously, that's about a club, girl. Feeling like ghosts. Oh, my God. No, but okay. So, you want to talk about going out of LA first or what?
Yes, about going out of LA because we've been doing it for years.
Yes. Okay, so when we first stepped in the scene, like, well, we both moved in the same year, mm-hmm. 2015, but Ricky moved in May. I moved here, like, in the fall of 20.
Look at us.
We both moved here. Mm-hmm. I thought Ricky was going to move before that, but he just stayed home.
I'm glad to get my bread up.
Yeah.
Because, let me say, living in L.A. was very cheap.
Bitch, okay, so when I first moved to L.A., I mean, I could have lived by myself, but I could have signed myself because I was underage. So I did get a roommate. But our place was, when I first moved here, I lived in a 3-bedroom townhome. It was, like, 2,200 square feet. My place was big, bitch, remember?
How the fuck do you remember that?
Bitch, because you know me, I'm good with numbers.
Yeah.
And it was $3,200. But I paid, it was $1,650 each.
Wow.
With all utilities really included.
You see?
And that bitch, age, bitch, to pay $1,650, I'm sorry. Well, before I moved here, I saved enough money, like, just in case if I don't ever make money, like, that whole year, like, I'll be good, like, just with bills.
But aren't you from New York, though?
I am from New York. So even me being from New York, $1,650 would have got me a box, so I was fine.
You don't think so?
$1,650 would have never got me anything in New York.
But
probably I could have probably got a 1-bedroom apartment like in the Bronx for $1,200. But why do that when I could just stay at my house?
Yeah.
None of my peers did what I wanted to do. Nobody got the vision.
Yeah.
Nobody got the vision. Like,
no one.
When I talked about when I moved to LA, these bitches were shitting on me, saying, girl, da da da. When I said, so like, nobody had the same brain. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let me move to a city where I have a like minded individual.
Period.
You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah. But no, $1,650. I didn't have a car, there was no insurance to pay.
Oh, that was everything.
You pay like $2,000 or something like that. Because you got a roommate.
I $1,900. Yeah, 2-bedroom.
Damn.
I know. But girl, in tears, I loved it though, girl.
I loved having a roommate. I didn't love having a roommate. Actually, let me take that back. Because my roommate was...
Your roommate was crazy. Well, my roommate was everything.
Yeah, mine was crazy.
You had a crazy one. I used to love, like, oh my God, my girl Lauren. If you're listening, hey Lauren, girl, Miss Lone Island. I used to love, like, coming back from, like, the club or whatever, and she would stay in, but I'll come back and she'll, like, have us, like, waffles made. I thought it was so cute. We used to always eat waffles together.
My roommate situation was crazy.
Yeah.
I loved your roommate. My roommate situation was fine. It was fab. Yeah, I just didn't like him.
Yeah, because your roommate really had too much mouth. That's the problem.
It was y'all saying, he's saying nigga. He's saying the N-word. And he's not even black. I said, well, he's Puerto Rican, girl.
I had never seen that before. I was like, oh, wow.
I was like, because he says he's from New York. So,
but when, also, you know, during that time, you know, that word frightened me.
That's what Mickey's all Caucasian face, girl. Mickey said, he says the N-word. I'm like, Mickey didn't want to say it himself. Mickey's like, he says the N-word. I'm like, I said, he's from New York. In New York, like, Hispanics be saying, I grew up saying that. So that's why, like, now it's like, oh, you're not black, don't say it. I feel like, I mean, it's whatever. But I was like, I mean, I don't know. And I was like, they don't like what you said. He was like, what? Da, da, da. I'm like,
it was so crazy. I was like, look at him using that profanity. That's
Ricky,
so
honestly, was actually so I was kind of he was like, I don't even say it. I said, but you don't say it at all.
At all, girl. I didn't want to say Negro. That's what you know, girl. Couldn't say either or, girl.
Wow.
No, girl.
Changed, girl. That's all Ricky says. Ricky, you like, she never used it before, girl.
Yeah, girl.
You use the N-word like when a dumb black person tells their white friend they're okay to say it.
I don't say it like that. I'm not going to say it now like more of it.
I don't say it.
You know.
I know.
We also, I need a rich. Badly. But the party scene in LA, when we first got here in 2015, let me say the best party.
House parties.
House parties. That's all they had. House parties.
The best was the Janoskians. The Janoskians.
Wasted Wednesdays.
Girl.
The girl. That's when, you know, we had Project X parties, bitch. Helicopter shit out. You get out now!
Ariana used to be at those parties.
Period. Kylie, too.
Girl.
Kylie, Justin Bieber.
Girl.
Tyga. Girl. Girl. Like, another girl, yes.
What? I was like, so 2015 was one of the best times because, like, no one, like, everyone was still, I mean, the celebs with the celebs, everyone was still figuring out. No one had the social media thing figured out. We were, like, the test dummies. So, like, it was like, okay, y'all popping. Like, it's cute. Like, these are the new age girls. Like, mm-hmm. It was so fab.
It was so fab.
Ricky, we had the best time. The LA best time. In 2015, like, there was no cliques. Everyone was friends. If you wasn't friend with somebody, you wasn't friend with somebody, but no one was on the up high horse shit. Like, mm-mm. It was all like, you're human, I'm a human. Bitch, let's just have fun.
Yeah.
I wish you could go back to those times.
Girl, that was the best time of my life, girl.
So we had, it was all house parties because we all couldn't really even really go to clubs.
Yeah, we're all young.
Wow, bitch.
Girl, yes, bitch, yes.
Okay, so we do Janoskians or whatever.
Yeah, Pink Tank.
Pink Tank was just like this company who threw parties.
Girl.
They'll pay people to throw a party. That's entire girl. We'll always have a party. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown did a situation with them. They'll just like pay like different celebrities at the time to throw a party. Like mm-hmm. people will pay to go. It'll be some Project X type shit.
Crazy,
like,
girl.
In a mansion. Me being at that time like, oh my God, mansion parties and shit like that.
Girl, right? Over here underage drinking.
Getting fucked up. Getting
fucked up. Girl! Oh my God, girl. I remember from the Pink Tank party, I remember I was so drunk one night. And I was stumbling down their driveway. And that's when I met Kylie.
And I remember that video.
She said, oh my God, Ricky, I love your video. I said, what? Through her car, girl. I said, Kylie. Hey. That was cute. That was a time, girl. That was the first day I moved to LA, too.
Yeah.
God, girl, I had never been to a party like that, girl. You know, I'm from the South, girl. My mom didn't let me go out or nothing to do. Yeah. I got drunk at a party. Oh.
Ricky, at that time, Ricky gave very much so, like, you know, when a sheltered kid, you give that sheltered kid like 2 minutes of freedom.
Oh, like a pastor's kid.
Right. We give them 2 minutes of freedom. Like, if you were, like, be able to bear children, you would have had a child. Oh. Like one of those things. Because I hired girls like that in my school.
I sub with a girl. I've been so cute pregnant.
You're so funny. So yeah. It was really just house parties. Just ask me that Pink Tank.
Bluebell.
Bluebell. Oh my God. So this is
what who's gonna 5 Seconds Summer? That's what all they'd be at.
Five Sauce. Yes. Remember that phase?
The No Ho Boys.
Bitch, the Five Sauce phase was everything.
Girl, I said, yeah, girl.
I remember doing my video with Callum.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. What was that? What'd you say?
I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
It's so crazy, too, because, like, I really didn't know Five Sauce, but, like, these girls, at the before I moved to LA, these girls that I was with, that I was staying with, they used to, like, you know, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's how I knew who they were. They was like, we're going to fuck these people from this new band. They're, like, the new One Directioners, blah, 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 etc. I was just, like, got familiar with them. And I was just like, oh, my God. And that was, like, the time of, like, the groupies.
Yeah, girl.
Bitch, all my friends, I loved it. All my friends were, like, groupies. And I was like, what's a groupie? Like, they was all like, we're groupies. Like, we just fuck hot guys and, like, bands. And I'm like, fab.
Like, that's fab, girl.
That was the LA lifestyle.
That was. And they got anywhere, girl.
Anywhere.
Don't worry.
Fine. Bitch, LA, I'm sorry. LA was unmatched at that time.
Yeah, y'all, I'm sorry. If you move to LA now.
I mean, it's just different fun things. Like, even, let's not even talk about the parties. Like, we'd go to the Grove.
The Grove.
The Grove was always a good situation. Or
a City Walk.
City Walk was a good situation. Always City Walk. City Walk was, like, very, very, very fab.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, we go to Crave. Crave was this...
Crave Cafe, girl.
Crave Cafe. The one in Studio City was really our go-to, girl.
Wow.
Everyone used to go there.
Like, everyone. We used to eat with Osiris all the time.
I'm like, Noah!
Noah, hey, babe. You get the blue lemonade with the blue mermaid?
Lemonade. It was like this blue situation with like Sprite and like lemonade.
It was so good.
It's
girl.
Just times was just so different back then. Okay, so that's 2015, 2016.
Oh, girl, damn. They just getting better and better, girl. 2016 was my favorite year.
2016 was, we was out. We was going to all these like, we was going to parties, but like, I feel like the parties just got better because more people started to move to LA in 2016.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people started to graduate. That was like the year. Also, too, like the Maricon Boys. They were popular like 2015, but 2016 was like they started having situations too.
Mm-hmm.
Start having parties. And it's just 2016 was a different. Summer 16 was wild.
Wow. I had the best.
Bitch,
time
we were everywhere.
Everywhere. I think that's when the Janoskians were doing their whole bonfire situation. Remember, you had to hike them fucking rocks, bitch.
Girl.
PCH world. Girl.
No, 2016 was different.
Different.
Way 2016 different. Was insane. We were really out. That's like the year that actually me and Ricky, I started to be more friends with Ricky. So we were out everywhere. Mm-hmm. We were going everywhere in 2016.
Everywhere, girl. You name it, girl. That's when we started going to clubs, too.
No, we started going to clubs 2017.
Oh, her.
That's when I got my car.
And she was DD. Yes, girl. In
2017, I was like, okay, bitch, we had fakes.
We had fake IDs.
We were going to places.
We're
going to
Nightingale. We were at Nightingale almost every girl.
It was Nightingale. That was really the only place we was in. We didn't really do the hides. We didn't do hide.
Oh, we did hide one time.
I think once or twice.
Yeah.
Our place was just Nightingale. Like, what other club did we go?
Well, I used to go to One Oak.
One Oak, when it was open, was good.
Mm-hmm. My little fake. So, oh my God, girl, I ate that.
All these places are like in West Hollywood. So, yeah. Like, LA, like West Hollywood.
Poppy.
Poppy wasn't open, was it?
Poppy was definitely open.
I didn't go to Poppy at that time.
You didn't?
No, I didn't even know it was open.
I would. I think I went with one day with Maggie.
Okay. No, we used to go. You know what we used to do? We used to do Avalon.
That's not really a... I don't even talk about that.
No, not Avalon. Not that Avalon. No, Avalon is Tiger Heat. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about...
Avalon, same one.
No, we did Nightingale.
Not the one above we did, in Hollywood, girl, where the Bad Girls Club used to go. We went there, too. What the fuck is wrong with us?
Girl, we went to so many places.
What's that place called? Omnia.
Girl, we went to so many clubs, but okay, cool. So we're naming all these places we went to in LA, but... As we progress, like 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, the club scene was not really for us. You know what I'm trying to say? It was cute. The club for me is only cute for like 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
And then it's that's it. And also two clubs, like, I feel like as the years went on, like, especially Nightingale, Ricky felt a type of way.
Yeah, I did. You know, that's when people, you know.
they said Ricky was just too gay for the table.
Right. And I never went to the club ever again, girl. I was like, oh my God, I'm just shaking my ass. And I think they were mad because, you know, the girls hyped me up.
I feel like if I was them, I would want you around because, like, the girls love you around.
That's what I'm saying.
So that's like, you know what I'm trying to
they
say?
They were pissed, girl, laughing.
That one gay person that like, brings the girls around.
Yeah. And I always bring the girls around. Like, what? Mm-mm. No. And I also feel like that was an era where we would go to somebody's table for free. Nowadays, girl, I got to mess up and get my own table. I'm tired of doing that, girl.
You should be.
Right. You know, anytime like when a club.
I did that like 2 weeks ago because I was pissed. I was like, I'm tired of, I'm like, let me get my own table.
It's a mad packed.
I'm tired of, you know, sharing the bottles. I'm like, girl, let me just book my own table.
Right.
It's all a facade though, but you be paying $4,000. We talked about this multiple times. It's just, the whole club situation is just the ego situation. Like, yeah, I plan to get here on this table. I'm like, bitch, these bottles like $100 in the store. $200.
Period. Damn. Girl, I'm so sick of that, though, honestly, truly. I'm so tired of it. I'm always paying for the table. It's either you or it's me.
Or we split it.
Right? I'm tired of doing that, too. I want everybody to put their card fucking down. God, I knew it in here somewhere.
I get it, though, bitch, period.
Girl, yeah. So,
but, we go out to, like, these cute,
parties, an event.
We go to these events, exclusive parties and situations. They're fun.
They're fun. After 30 minutes, it's over.
Yeah, but, like, people, I like that one, like, our after dark parties, like, you know, with, like, the girls, the girls. You know what I'm saying?
The house up in the hills.
Oh, the house is fine.
We love the house.
There's certain houses that, you know, when you get the address, like, it gives very much so, like, very, like, upscale.
Yeah.
I like the parties where, like, it's just, you know, the basketball players be out. They just bring a whole different energy.
I love when the b-ball players there. But they be treating you like one of the girls. They treat me like the girl.
Shut up. You know, those are the bros, though.
Girl, right.
No, but but LA, like, the scene, I will say LA, like, when people come in and say they don't have a good time, I will say one thing I hate about LA is that everything, you need to know somebody. You know, it is crazy because I know a lot of people, so I didn't think of that, but I had a friend who just moved here. He was like, why everything is like, oh, you need a table, or you need to know somebody. Like, I can't just go to a club or, like, just get a drink. I can't go to a bar and just get a drink.
You can do that.
Go to a bar, but he's trying to go to the it places. And I was like, you can't go to the it places, girl. You need to get a table or go in with somebody. But I was like, that's honestly, like, so weird, though. Because when he put it like that, he said, LA is fucking whack, man. It's fucking fake. Da, da, da. Everybody here is so pretentious. And, like, from the outside looking at it, it actually is like that.
It is.
Because we're in it, so we don't see it. But, like, when I was talking to him about it, like, LA is really, like, very much so clicky. Like, you need to know somebody for everything. It's like, damn, we can't, like, what's there to do tonight?
Mm-hmm.
All the places that are public are lame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not fun, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
But then I get it, too, because there's a lot of, like, names in the room. So they try to keep things, like, off to the public. You don't want people recording everything. So it has its pros and its cons.
Yeah. I say that's actually so crazy when you think about that, honestly. Because honestly, I guess we can never do the same thing because when we got here, it was already set up. Yeah. We already knew people. So, okay,
we already knew people. And if we did it, like, it was way easier to meet people than.
Yeah, than it is now. Now it's like, you ain't got your crew. No new friends, no new friends, no new friends. Yeah, yeah, girl.
That's going out of LA. So going out of LA, I would give it a 6 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 5.9.
Yes, come on.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 5.9.
Going out of LA is really not, like, I just go out now just to get out the house, to get out of my thoughts.
It's a lot of, like, the same things over and over again now.
It's very repetitive. Very repetitive.
Yeah, so that's why, you know, me and Denzel, we get our passport stamped. And we travel overseas. Yes. Which is totally better, girl.
Totally better. So, like, my favorite going out place, I mean, London was cute for us, but I really do like Paris.
Paris is the best.
Paris is the best. And I feel like Paris is the best. The environment is cool. There are some rude ass bitches, though. Rude ass bitches. Like, bitch, I could be rude too, bitch. I don't give a fuck, girl.
I know, that's right.
Bitch, I put my Google Translate on, bitch, and we can go to war. That's what I know.
I know, that's right.
That's
bitch.
What I know.
Period.
But Paris, even though there's a lot of rude people, there are a lot of really loving people. Mm-hmm. And, like, especially in the spaces we're in, like, they're just so accommodating. They make you feel at home. Mm-hmm. They're just so happy to, like, just be with other people. You know what I'm trying to say? Paris is not really more so clicky.
Not at all.
It's not clicky. It's like, oh my God, your fashion's fab. Oh, you're fab. Like, oh my God, yeah. I love your look. Let's be friends. And, you know, I'm not a let's be friends type of bitch here. But over there, yeah!
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
They don't really have ulterior motives over there.
They don't.
And I like in Paris, they don't even know who I am, and which I love that. I like when people don't, because I hate when, you know, when people... I'm saying it not like saying like, oh, I'm somebody, but like when people know who you are, they always want to ask questions to get advice and stuff like that. And I'm just here to have fun.
Right.
I'm the type of bitch, I don't care. I would give you game, how to get into the space and the do's or the don'ts or where you should go to. But if I'm drunk and I try to have a good time, let's not do that right now.
And they love to do it here.
You know what
bro.
I'm trying to say? They love to do that here.
We
like,
should connect.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, we should connect. And like, why does everything have to be such a fucking networking situation? Bitch, we're here to have fun. We're not, I mean, even on LA, for you to have fun, for you to network, you have to be in the clubs and stuff. There's no way you're meeting someone at an event. Like, it has to give like a party.
Yeah,
like, I've met the most like important, powerful people at parties, in my opinion.
Honestly, truly.
You know, where else would you meet them?
Where else?
Their guards are down. You know, the girls are a little tipsy. The girls, you know. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. But as far as, like, overseas, it's just the people are so much better.
They're so much better over there. It's so much fucking fun, girl.
You know, they just really do treat us like we're from there. You know
they do. They say, you should move here. No, wrong.
They don't judge.
They don't.
They don't judge.
It's okay. Yes. They're like, literally the most nicest people. Mm-hmm. They'll mess with, like, what are you doing tonight, babe? Like, we're going to have a table at this club. They're going to this after. It's like, come with us. Like,
and I feel like also, too, low-key, like, colorism, like, racism.
Where?
Like, over, like, in Paris, I mean, people are racist everywhere, but in Paris, like, I feel like in other countries are more appreciated. Like, in Barcelona, we're more appreciated.
Oh, yes!
You know what I'm trying to say? In London, we're more appreciated. Even though they all be racist, too, but, like, the people who really appreciate you really appreciate you. We're, like, exotic over there. You know what I'm trying to say? We're, like, we're like, meat, which I love. You know what I mean? We're, like, bait. You know what I mean?
Right.
The girls want to nibble.
Mm-hmm. They all want to nibble, girl.
And over there, like, I feel like, also, too, the dating situation is very not more so games. L.A., someone will stand next to you, look at you up and down, waiting for you to say something over them. Over there, they'll pull you and grab you. What's up?
I love that. Like, you're mad cute.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Thank
like,
you.
Beautiful. Like,
thanks.
Let you know off rip. I love an off rip situation.
Mm-hmm.
Let me the fuck know. I don't want to sit here and play this looking game. You Ricky's always, Ricky will be like, Denzel, I see you. I'm like, well, making eye contact.
Girl, I be watching Denzel.
Ricky's like, I see the game you're playing. I said, what game, girl?
The thing is, girl, with the eye game, it just never works for me. Because I get shy, I get nervous. You look dead in the eyes.
It's all in the eyes, bitch. I let you know what the fuck is up in my eyes, period. It's all in the eyes.
You're so talented.
Not talented. Shut up.
Not me, girl. I'm not so fucking talented. Scared, girl. I'm like, Ricky, just look. Let me know you're available. Like, what? I'm getting better at it, though.
Yeah. Girl.
Girl, you know how to do the eyes, girl.
Girl, I can really, like, what's up? Like, you can, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, what's good? I'm like, what's up?
Yeah. You see me looking?
You know what I'm saying? Even Paris, right. Too. And I like how...
What's, like, your favorite club in Paris?
Mm.
I know what you're going to say. I'm going to say The Flower.
Mm, I like the club there because of the people. Not mm-hmm. more so the space. The space be so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Silencio depends what type of crowd. I'm not into the EDM crowd.
Right?
It's a cute... It's cute, cute, cute setup and stuff. It depends what type of crowd is there that night.
Yeah.
Oh, I like La Perouse.
I love La Perouse.
What? Girl.
Is that where you were, right?
No, where? I've never been. I don't think I've been here. I've probably been here with you once.
Was that the
place? Every time I go, I don't go. I don't go. Every time I've been here, I don't think I've been
That was the place that's across the street from Arc?
No, that's La Avenue. Oh, that place is fine. La Avenue. I'm talking La Perouse. No, Arc is fab too.
Arc is
I haven't been a minute. Yeah, you have to have a table there, but it's really hectic. Live Venue is cute. Mm-hmm. Live Venue. So that's like, every time we go there, it's like a cute, like,
exclusive
situation. Like, mm-hmm, name after mm-hmm. list. It's so bougie, so classy. It's like this restaurant and it's like a La Perouse is fab.
Is that where?
It's like a big ass club. But no, because one time the security is always going crazy. The security be doing too much to the doors that you can't even get in. But La Perouse, it's like right next to BBB.
Is that where we're trying to go to for Mr. Boy's after party?
Yes! That's what we tried to go to, that after party. Oh, we didn't go.
We didn't because it was too crazy.
That place, that club is fire, bitch. I'm sorry, girl.
Really?
Yes! Ooh, oh, that's how I met. Ooh, that club is fire.
Who'd you meet there?
Huh?
Who'd you meet there?
What?
Who'd you meet there?
Oh, I met like my pieces when I was there in January. Easy, quick. I was like, what's up? Girl, I could have a talk, bitch. I gave the Google Translate, girl. What's up?
Bonjour.
It was a four. Girl.
Oh, my God. I've never been there.
That was like my third, fourth time. We went there before. I told you, I said, the security there is so disrespectful. Like, it's always a hard time. But the last time I came in, no, they just pulled me with the quickness. But the time we were there, it was giving us a hard time. The security be beasting.
For what?
I don't know. They be doing the most. The most. That place is so good, though. We'll be there in June, for sure.
I've never been.
No, bitch, that shit is the setup of the place, how big it is how open it is. It gives like, I don't know, like.
Do you like story?
No. I love the setup of it. I love the setup of it. It's just so fab. It has a red light. Everything is red. And it's just
wait, what's that party that we went to in Paris when Offset was singing?
Boom Boom Room?
Not Boom Boom. Oh, I forgot Boom Boom.
Boom Boom's cute too.
Table, you got
that table.
What's the place called with the red light? It's that club, girl. You have to walk through the cave.
Oh, that place is fab.
What place is that?
Fuck. Shit.
Yeah, I remember where to go. That place is fab, girl. I always find my pieces over there. Girl.
That place is fab.
Yeah, that place is cute. There's a lot of great places to party.
I would say Paris is my party place. Barcelona, it was cool too, but I didn't really have as much. It's mm-hmm. because of the time we went.
Yeah.
The time we went. Barcelona is beautiful. It was the time we went.
But that street party was fun.
Oh, that was everything.
That was so cute, girl. I was like, oh, look at all y'all fine ass men.
Especially Barcelona, too. I be feeling so loved in Barcelona.
Girl, right? Bossy. Ah, yes, girl. What else?
In London, too.
London's fab. You know, I love to go to my Cirque.
Yeah, maybe we should go back to Germany. I said I'll never go to Germany because they're so racist over there.
We should try it again.
We should?
Maybe the summer.
Oof, how about if they stone us?
Girl, I don't think they don't stone people anymore, Denzel. What the fuck?
Girl, that's what the game we went over there. Girl, I've never been so shook or frightened in my life.
Girl, bitch. Right?
In countries like that, you can't even do nothing, bitch, for lock me up, girl.
I know. It was one time me and Denzel were wearing, like, you know, when it was, like, really big to wear army vests, like, the bulletproof vests, whatever. Girl, it's like she tried to just get the police on us. She tried to just, like, oh, my God, them over there. I was like,
and then they were laughing at us. I've never been so ridiculed in my life.
Laughing at us, girl.
Someone be over here calling me Rastafari. Bitch, I didn't even have a lock. I had my flat top. Honestly, it's just so racist.
So racist.
And when we was there, we only saw like four black people.
Yeah.
And they told us it was racist.
I was like,
but I don't want to speak for Germany as a whole. I know Hamburg is fab. I'm talking about Berlin in particular.
I want to go to Hamburg, but Hamburg is
where all, like, I have cousins in Hamburg. That's where all I know. All the black people I know in Germany, they all live in Hamburg.
Do they have fun over there?
I mean, it's fab, but Berlin is, come on, Berlin.
Berlin.
The Berlin Wall is not even all that fab anyway, girl.
It was me being there, and I was hooking up with that guy, and he had put my back against the wall. And I said, what is this? And he said, oh, it's a piece of the Berlin Wall. I said, oh, history.
Ricky will always find something.
Girl, you know me, girl. Girl, that's the first. I'm like, so.
You should try Copenhagen again.
Copenhagen. Best 7-Eleven food ever.
Bitch, it is. Ricky hook up with that guy.
Ricky, what?
Bitch, we've had times, girl.
Yes, bitch.
It's me being in the fucking room.
I said, Denzel, I'm going to have to hook up with him in the bathroom, girl.
What?
All
right. Ricky.
That was my whole phase.
Is it really a phase?
Yeah. Okay, you know how I do, girl. I told you I'm a very, like, sexual person.
And that's fine. Don't call it a phase, though.
I think it is a phase. I'm trying to, like...
Girl, that was in 2018. We're in 2023. A phase does not last for 5 years.
But it's me, girl. Now, you know I'm very sacred. No one touches a flower, girl. You do other stuff.
I like how you are. Like,
yeah, girl. I'm like a Christian girl.
Protecting your peace.
I'm like, yeah, girl. I'm like, you can't.
Damn, Ricky, we've had times.
What else?
I guess we had sacred, girl. We had our
stuff. I know. Well, let's talk about Ghana.
Ghana was
Ghana's like, best. I feel like Ghana's like literally.
And you know what the thing is too? People keep saying, "Oh, a lot of tourists have been going to Ghana. If you're not really familiar with Go to Ghana, then don't go to Ghana.
What are people saying?
Because, like, I was on TikTok and people was like, oh my God, Ghana just gotta die, or this is what you need to know, which is you don't know. But, like, I'm good with people putting people on game. But there's just a lot of, like, backlash to Ghana. Or, like, even when you went to Ghana.
Yeah.
A lot of Americans are not really used to that culture. I was like, don't come to Ghana, expect different type of, it's not, like, Ghana still trying to get into its touristy phase. You know what I'm trying to say? So there's certain things that we do need to fix, need to work on. So, bitch, keep the criticism over there.
Oh, no,
thank
fine.
You. If you don't like it, you don't like it, girl. Ghana's fab. To go out is good. Only one thing I would say, security be doing too much sometimes.
Too much.
Like,
too much.
Like, security be doing the most. Bitch, I'm Ghanaian and I keep saying that. Bitch, security be doing the motherfucking
most.
Oh,
my God. You a girl. That is, wow. Honestly terrifying.
But then also, too, bitches don't know how to listen.
I know.
Listen and learn. The girls be thinking like the security is like over here now, bitch. The guy, people need to know, Ghanaians do not give a fuck. The security over there do not give a fuck. If they tell you to step back and stop pushing, step back and stop pushing, because, bitch, they will raise their arm.
They will, girl.
They don't give a fuck, girl.
Girl, they'll throw the dogs at you, too. I said, Denzel! I'm like, Denzel!
No, with the back. But that's the thing, too. You see, like, even like in America, like, when the security say people push back and stuff, people keep pushing, and no, Ghanaians don't play that.
It's like, you know, girl, I told you, I was done that night we went to Afrochella. I said Denzel.
It was a lot, though.
You know, Denzel and his sister, they slid on through the gate, girl, and left me outside.
I said, Ricky said, I don't want to get arrested. I want to go to jail. I mean, Ricky,
girl, the security guard had me. He was like, don't move. I was like, oh, my God, girl, I couldn't do nothing,
Ricky
girl.
Was so scared. Ricky was, like, screaming, bitch. I saw Ricky. I said, okay. Yeah, but no, that's the thing about God. I can't wait to go back this year.
I'm so excited, girl. We missed it last year. Never again, girl.
It's fine. It was good that we took a gap year.
Yeah. I can't wait to get back to now go eat breakfast at breakfast.
Yeah, Ghana was really fab. Recommend. It's really a fun ass place.
That was like literally the time of my life.
I just love seeing Ricky have fun. Ricky was having a time of his
girl,
life.
Girl, time of my life, girls. Oh, around these beautiful people, girl. All who look like
Ricky seeing people. Yes, girl.
I love that. That was fab. That was fab. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's it, girl.
You guys, that was time for my favorite segment, What's Your Jam? We talk about what we bumping to. Denzel, who are you bumping to?
Right now, I've really been bumping to Beyonce.
Yeah, because you know, she's coming.
She's coming.
She looked the fuck good.
She's coming, and just like how you said, you need to get familiar with your SZA lyrics. I need to get familiar with the Renaissance album. I already know like 6-7 songs.
What is wrong with you?
I told you the album is really not played.
Girl, you need to learn. You're going to be the only girl in that audience that don't know the words.
I know the ones that I should know, but there's a lot of songs that I didn't even know that were on. I need to know.
You need to get into your Renaissance bag. Also, girl, get into her old discography because you know you don't know the old Beyonce
songs. I do know all the old Beyonce
you
songs.
You don't? You know this song?
The songs that she's going to play on tour, I know. I know all the tour songs, the ones that matter. Ricky like the other songs that I didn't even know she even had.
Girl, I love that girl because when she plays that, wow, I'm like a real fan, girl.
Yeah, I'm a real fan.
Well, what did she perform at? What was it? You said you know this song. What song
I forgot.
Was
I was like, what song is this?
No. I think it was I Care. I know I care, girl. What was it?
I don't know what it was, but I was like, Ricky, I didn't even know this was like
I was like, yes, girl, I love this song.
No, so I've really been in my Renaissance back because I need to learn like all the
girl, she looks so good. Oh, do you know how bad
she
I want?
She can always snap back.
Do you know how bad I want those pictures, girl? Oh my God, girl.
The gold party.
I'll be posting pictures down, girl.
You have to be at the gold
it
party.
It takes forever to get them pictures, girl, because I haven't got my pictures back from Renaissance.
I don't think anyone did.
Huh? So that's what's like on like somebody. I feel like somebody took pictures of that.
You see, everybody posted their gold pictures yesterday and today because that's when they all got them. Period. I told you, Ricky.
I need to be at that party.
Ricky,
I'm sorry.
Ricky don't know about that party. That's Ricky. Know about the gold party?
The gold party is it, girl? What, girl? There is not one video from inside.
Of course not.
Nothing.
It doesn't give that.
Like nothing.
It doesn't give that.
Girl, we know who the fuck is the PR for that, girl. Girl, all our friends there, girl. All of them. Yeah. You see that when you see the video of what's name leaving with Bad Bunny. That's where the Louis Vuitton are. I'll say, period. So what am I bumping to? I think I'm still bumping to Frank Ocean because I'm trying to really get back in his discography because we're about to see him at Coachella. So yeah, Frank Ocean, I'm listening to you. Boom. All right, you guys. Well, that's it for this episode. We hope you enjoyed, you know, us talking about our crazy nightlife moments. We're letting you know the ins and outs of different types of clubs all over the world. You know, hey, get that passport stamped. Find you a best friend and travel the world and have a great time.
Period, poo.
Yeah. So,
I'm Denzel Dion.
And I'm Ricky Thompson.
And this is We Said What We Said. Only on Spotify.
Our podcast comes out every Tuesday. Be sure to hit that follow button on Spotify so you never miss an episode. We Said We Said is executive produced by us. Our executive producer on Spotify is Grace Delia. Thank you to our lead producer, Kyla Cardero, and our producer, Kelly Kyle. Aaron Neidick edits the show. Special thanks to Casey Simonson, Evan Tarantino, and Jesse Trout. We Said We Said was created by Allison Johnson. Make sure to follow We Said We Said only on Spotify.